time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? Good to be here. We are a weekly show, about a half an hour or so, and we feature great student athletes and coaches. And we've got one coming up, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year for males, out of Lawrence. Great story, going to Yale. You're going to love this interview. And then after that, we're going to talk tournament, see if there's any Valley teams left. There's at least one, we know that. And we're going to wrap this first segment up because there's no need to wait any longer for the interview with our Moynihan Lumber male Student Athlete of the Year.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Lawrence boys basketball player, bound for Yale University, and the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year for males, Obi Luciano of Lawrence. What's going on, Ob?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problems. My pleasure.
Yeah, let's just start with the Moynihan Lumber Award. I mean, what does that mean to you? And I know there was there a luncheon that you guys had to celebrate that?
Yeah, we had a lunch, I believe, last week. Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, I heard that I was one of, I was the first male from Lawrence to receive the award since it started, which was like, it was really crazy to me. Like, I don't know. That was a lot to handle at first, but you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity, you know, just trying to pave the way for all the kids in Lawrence that need that role model.
Yeah, 100%. And what you said in that Boston News channel, you had a feature in there. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And what you said was, you know, you know, in like a big city like that, there's so many distractions. You could easily go another path, and you want to be a role model for kids coming up that you can go a different path. If you work hard, keep focused, do your thing, listen and study and all that. So, I mean, it's not just you're doing this for yourself. It truly feels like you're doing this to be a good role model.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like, you know, being around and being and growing up in Lawrence like my whole life, it's like, even with friends, like you see them going down the wrong path, and it's kind of like, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit because, you know, people have all this potential, and it's like, they just can't get away from all the distractions. So, you know, basketball is a really big thing, especially here. You know, everyone's playing basketball at parks. So I feel like through basketball, I was able to gain a lot of attention and gain a lot of, and put like a positive light on just being like a good student athlete. And, you know, like that could get you really far. And I got into Yale and it helped me do all this and that. So I feel like I was able to accomplish a lot.
Yeah. How do you get into Yale? I mean, you're so impressive on paper, but actually getting in and proving to them, like, let me in the door. Like, that application process must have been insane.
Yeah, I mean, my top schools, because I had a lot of schools down the list, because right before my season, like the senior year started, I was like, okay, I had to decide whether or not I was like, okay, am I going to try to commit and play basketball, like maybe like a D3 school, a high academic D3, or will I be willing to like walk on or maybe be a student at Ivy League school? And I've always wanted to go to an Ivy League school just because, you know, you hear like Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all these names all the time. And it was kind of like, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to rob myself of the opportunity. So my two top schools ended up being Harvard and Yale. And it was like applying to all these schools. It was a long process.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Long process. Cause I didn't have anything pretty much prepared in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of my college essay and stuff. So, yeah, I had to do all the supplemental questions. I want to say for like maybe 25 schools, or like during the season, like during the winter time, like right before the, I believe it was a January 1st regular decision deadline.
Wow.
Yeah. But specifically for Yale, I feel like, you know, being, you know, from the like a Hispanic community, I guess that like they wanted to be more like inclusive diversity, want to have a lot more diversity.
Sure.
And they gave me an opportunity for an interview with one of their alumni. And I feel like that was an opportunity, and I just ran with it. Like, we ended up talking, I think it was scheduled to be like 30 to 45 minutes, and we ended up talking for like almost 3 hours.
Ooh.
So yeah, we really hit it off, and
yeah,
combated with like my, I feel like I had a strong writing in the application. I feel like that's what
helped. Yeah, was that a Zoom interview like we're on now with the person?
I had the opportunity to do it over Zoom, but I feel like it would I could connect a lot more and better like in person. So one day during, I believe it was a school day. It was like 12 to 3 in person in a conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, because, you know, you're academic accolades are should be enough, because I mean, is it salutatorian? Is that how you pronounce it? That's what you were for graduation, right?
Yeah.
Number one in the class for academics, correct?
Yeah.
So it's like, on paper, I look great, but I got to convince them that Obi, the person, and what I stand for, what I believe, is a good fit, you know, for Yale, and they want to let you through the door. So you had those 3 hours to show like what kind of person you were and who you are genuinely, not just on paper. You know, not just with grades. So just like, this is a cool kid. I just want to let's do this, you know? Right? You just be yourself. And whatever you did in those 3 hours was be yourself. And they said, this is a Yale material person. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I had a very deep conversation with him too. It was very insightful. He was telling me about his experiences, and I was telling him about how my experiences when I was talking to the interviewer, and, you know, just talking about like how like the college process has changed. And, you know, it was just a very nice conversation to have. You know, it wasn't like too stressed on like, I want to go to Yale. It was kind of like, we were able to connect on like a more of a personal level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Whatever you did worked. You just be yourself. Now, do you have a specific path carved out academically for Yale?
I mean, I've always wanted to major in like computer science and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like now that I'm going to Yale, I'm a lot more open to anything. You know, I definitely am still interested in like computer science, but I'm interested in maybe like pairing it with maybe economics or psychology, you know, just trying to leave with as much as I can from Yale.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, take advantage of the programs they have, you know, while you're there. And then the plan for sports wise, you're gonna try to get on the team? Do you have talks with a coach yet, or are you just going to walk on? How's that work?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too much information about it because I just ended school. So I plan on like sending out my film and contacting these coaches like really, really soon to possibly see if I could work out with them like during the summer, because I know like the collegiate basketball, especially Division I, is they train really, really heavy and like intense. So, I mean, while I was there, I talked to a couple players. They said, they was just telling me about a little bit about it, you know. I haven't gotten in any contact with the coaches, but I'm definitely going to do that soon. Yeah. But I am definitely going to try to walk on and see what I can do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so far, plenty of success, great momentum for you in basketball, part of two amazing back-to-back teams that really turned things around. I mean, I think you guys had a losing season before these past two seasons. And then you go in, you're talked about among the top five in the state the last couple of years. So what was the big turnaround there, you think, for Lawrence basketball these past two seasons? What put you guys over the top from past years?
I feel like just a lot of experience. You know, that first year, I remember it was right after COVID. It was a new team. We had no varsity players, like returning varsity players. Everyone was like on the varsity court for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it was just hard to close out games and like win games. Like we were able to compete with teams for a good majority of part of the game, but then we weren't able to close them out. And just grinding it out all summer and all spring, you know, just staying together, you know, working out almost every day, like long hours, like just being committed, everyone being committed and buying into like the program and getting better. We was able to have the season we had last year, and then losing all those seniors, it was kind of like, okay, now it's not like we're restarting, but it's kind of, it's a new team. You know, we also have a whole bunch of players that haven't had been on a varsity court before and need to understand what it's like to win. But I feel like the difference is now was that we had, like me as a captain, I was able to speak, and because I've gone through like the struggles of playing in these games, I was able to, you know, communicate with my teammates and make the experience for them a lot easier, like that transition.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what helped us contribute to a lot more wins, and, you know, it helped us overall. You know, we didn't have a losing season this year. We were able to win a couple games and make a deep run.
Yeah, and it's like never a night off in the Merrimack Valley too, right? I mean, North Andover was a big rival for you guys this year. You know, they finally found a way to beat you guys in the Christmas tournament, the Commonwealth Motors Classic. Yeah. You know, Lawrence had owned that for a little bit. You know, just every night. I mean, Andover, North Andover, Central. I mean, it just never ends. You got to come to play in the Valley.
Yeah, everybody was stealing games from each other.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like you would think, oh, this team beat that team, so they're the best team, but then that team lost to this team. And it's just like every night, like you would just hear the scores, and yeah, everybody was literally taking games from everyone.
Yeah. I know one of the experiences, again, we're here with Obi Luciano, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year out of Lawrence, going to Yale. I know you took very near and dear to your heart, the Lawrence Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
You grew up in that, and I seen you on the news channel, you know, there with the kids and stuff and interacting, so kind of giving back. But seems like you got a great foundation through a program like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there since I was 7 years old, second grade. And I was just able to meet so many people that, you know, that cared for me. And especially when I started playing basketball, just met a lot of people that were willing to help me improve, you know. And as a kid that just wanted to reach his fullest potential, you know, that helped me so much. Because I was committed to them, and they were committed to me. So they helped me get to where I am. And then when I got to high school, I was able to compete at the varsity level as like a freshman. And you know, I'm just thankful for them helping me out through like my middle school years. And yeah, I mean, that's a new home. That's home for me. You know, going over there, seeing everybody, you know, I owe them a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And what it seems, from learning more about you, you also feel like you owe your parents a lot too, because they've been supportive and they showed you, not told you, but showed you the value of hard work and where it gets you.
Yeah. I mean, especially my mother, you know, she's working multiple jobs, and you know, it's sometimes I don't even see her. I just know it's working. I just could just sense it, you know. Just it gets hard at times, and then I just feel like I owe her. I have to create a life that's worthy of her sacrifices. You know, she's doing all this to support me and my family. It's like I feel like I have to work my hardest to make sure that I'm able to put ourselves and our family in a position where she could live a more stable life and she could live comfortable throughout the rest of her years, you know?
Yeah. And same with your dad too, right? He's a barber.
Yeah. My dad's a barber and he pretty much works full time too. Just seeing, like, he's trying to, you know, he's working all day, you know, trying to cut whoever's hair he can, and just you know, trying to live a life that he can. You know, he's always working too, so he's always grinding, trying to get what he can to get by, help us get by.
Yeah. And is there siblings in the mix too, brothers and sisters for you?
Yeah, I have an older brother, a younger brother, and then a sister.
Okay, athletes as well?
Yeah, my brother's my younger brother, he's a discus thrower. He's been going off a little bit lately, you know. He's been in the limelight a little bit.
Oh, state, like state meet and everything, or?
Yeah, he's going to compete at nationals.
Nice.
In a couple weeks.
Sweet.
I think that actually, yeah. He broke a couple of records too.
Wow. The Lucianos just kept crushing it in Lawrence. Breaking all the Lancers record books. And so I'm assuming he was right up there in the Merrimack Valley, like meet, like the discus event, maybe like was he a top three champion in that for the discus? Do you know?
In the state?
No, for just the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, he threw. I think it was the second meet that he threw he broke the whole MVC record.
Wow!
It wasn't just a school record. It was no one in the MVC had thrown 170.
Whoa!
And he threw it at a meet and he broke like all the school's records in MVC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was that meet that itself that's where he qualified for nationals.
Yeah. Yeah. What grade's he in?
He's a junior now.
Gotta be a senior. Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to go through this whole process.
Yeah.
That's very sure.
All right. So June 8th, 2025, we'll be talking to him on a Zoom as well, talking about Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year.
I hope so.
Is he as good as you are in grades?
Yeah, he's also at the top of his class too. I think he's
seriously. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I have my GPA is a little higher, so I have that that on him, but he's also, I think he's top three for sure.
Yeah. And how about the basketball roots? Do you have any, you know, cousins, siblings, uncles, aunts that were good basketball players in the family?
No, I was the first one.
Really?
Play. Yeah. All I've known is just friends and pretty much it that I've gotten close to. So I've just been, just the people I've been around, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have much family that plays sports, you know, they got here from, you know, they were immigrants, you know, they were just settling here. And then I found.
Yeah. What country?
The Dominican Republic.
Nice.
Yeah, I just found joy, you know, throughout playing basketball, and that's just helped me
get
to where I'm today.
Yeah, what is it, soccer and baseball, the big ones back home in the Dominican?
Baseball. Yeah, it's pretty much baseball, yeah.
Yeah, they're always a threat in that World Baseball Classic, you know?
Yeah.
Pedro, our boy Pedro, right? Martinez, I mean, definitely... more my time than he was your time. You were probably when the Red Sox were winning that World Series in 04. So you were probably what? 0 years old in 04?
Yeah, I was not alive.
Were you born in 06, 07?
06.
06, yeah. But this has been amazing. My final question is about what's next for you. I mean, obviously Yale's coming up in the fall, but you know, how do you stay busy between now and like the first sort of arrival when you arrive at Yale?
Well, you know, I would love to make myself even more busy. You know, I really hope I can get down to campus as soon as possible just to see what it's like a little more, you know, get more involved in the programs that they offer over the summer. And hopefully I could just work out with the team, you know, just participate in their team workouts and start this walk-on journey. But as of now, now that school's over, I've been, you know, just working out as much as I can and just setting everything up for Yale, you know, checking my email actively, making sure I'm not missing out on anything and just putting my film together a little bit more and just, you know, just next step I feel like is to contact these coaches and hopefully I can get down there really soon and show them what I got.
Yeah. Any summer jobs? Put a few bucks in your pocket for college?
Maybe. I might get a summer job. I was holding off on it because I was thinking of getting involved in these summer programs at Yale. But as of right now, I'm not sure. You know, summer just started. So
yeah,
we might see.
We'll see. All right, cool. Obi Luciano, Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month, Lawrence, and coming up, Yale. Amazing journey, a role model. Good stuff, man. Appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. What's that message in the background there? It says, Te amo. What's that?
That says, I love you.
I like it. Okay. Yep. Nice little message. Is that in your room? Like people listening to this only hear the audio, but what I'm looking at is a sign that says Te amo.
Yeah.
Is that in your room?
It's in my room. This is, a message that, when I was younger, my brothers were younger when we used to share this room. Actually, we don't share it anymore, but, then my parents wrote on the ceiling, you know, there's a bunch of stars here. Like when we were drawing and stuff.
Wow. And that stayed the test of time all through the years. Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice reminder that you got supportive people in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and best of luck. We'll catch up. Hopefully you make the Bulldogs, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you make the roster and we can talk about what it's like being a freshman on a freshman walk-on. I know you're going to do it.
Yep. I'm ready for the process. I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk soon. Have a good one, buddy.
Yep. You
bye
too.
Now. Bye. Take care.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Thank you to Obi, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year. And we'll work on getting our female winner as well on in a future show. But we're going to finish up with the Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. Pretty much just one more to go on that one, on this type of segment. Because, and then there were one to go. Central Catholic, the ladies' softball fell a little short in the semifinals. But the ladies' lacrosse team, Division One, number one seed, is walking the walk so far. And playing Thursday today, 4:30 p.m. at Burlington. Great day at Burlington for lacrosse. They're playing Wellesley, 12-5 winners over Lincoln Sudbury. Central Catholic got into the finals via their state semifinal win over Concord Carlisle, 11-7. What a run it's been for Central. Beat Bridgewater Raynham 20-4. Beat Westford 20-6. Beat Chelmsford in the Elite 8, 15-11, and then beat Concord Carlisle, 11-7. They were 19-2 coming in. So that's going to do it for this show. Kind of light with the Merrimack Valley teams in the finals. Close call for the softball Central, and they got in the dance in the girls lacrosse Central. It did. So that's it. Yeah, check back later, see what happened in another show. Every Thursday we're out, tell you all about it. And we'll have great athletes and great coaches on even throughout the summer when the high school season dies down. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good one, everybody.